Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Randall Munroe's, a book that answers absurd hypothetical questions with serious science. Sophie, I have to ask, what's the first question that comes to mind when you think of this book?
Hey there, Sam. For me, it's the baseball pitched at 90% of the speed of light. I mean, that's the one that really sets the tone. Munroe takes something that sounds like a playground what-if and turns it into a lesson in nuclear physics.
Right? I remember reading his answer, and my jaw just dropped. He starts by saying the air molecules in front of the ball don't have time to get out of the way. They fuse with the ball in a series of nuclear reactions. The ball never even reaches the plate.
Exactly. It detonates like a nuclear bomb in midair. The stadium is destroyed, the batter is vaporized, and the pitcher might actually survive because the explosion happens far enough from the mound. It's both hilarious and terrifying.
And that's the magic of the book. Munroe takes these silly questions and gives you real, often horrifying answers. He's a former NASA roboticist, so he knows his stuff, but he never loses the playful spirit.
Another one that stuck with me is the Earth suddenly stopping spinning. He walks through the physics. Everything on the surface keeps moving at 1,000 miles an hour. People, buildings, oceans, they all get flung eastward at supersonic speeds.
Yeah, I remember that. It's basically an extinction event. But then he points out that if you're standing at the North or South Pole, you might survive because the rotational speed there is nearly zero. That tiny detail makes it so vivid.
Right, and he doesn't shy away from the destruction. He calmly describes the tsunamis and the winds that would sandblast rocks into dust. It's grim, but also fascinating because you learn about angular momentum and inertia along the way.
Then there's the classic question, what if everyone on Earth jumped at the same time? I've heard that one my whole life, and Munroe finally settles it. The ground would shift by a tiny fraction of a millimeter. That's it.
But he goes further. He points out that getting everyone together in one place would be the real disaster. The crowd would be so dense that people at the center would be crushed to death. So the answer is not just nothing happens, it's you'd kill millions trying.
That's the thing about Munroe. He always finds the human angle. Even when he's calculating the energy released by a mole of moles, he brings it back to something you can actually picture.
Speaking of the mole of moles, I love that one. He calculates the mass of a mole of the animal, not the unit, and then realizes they'd suffocate in their own heat and waste. It's absurd, but it teaches you about scaling.
Another favorite of mine is the question about building a lightsaber. He explains that a real lightsaber can't work because light doesn't stop. But you could build a plasma blade, except it would burn everything and need a huge power source. So much for Jedi fantasies.
And he does the same with black holes. Someone asks about taking a selfie with a black hole. He says you'd get stretched into a strand of atoms if you got close. But if you use a tiny black hole, it's invisible. So your selfie is just a picture of empty space.
The book is full of moments like that. It makes you realize how much our intuition fails us when we step outside human scales. We think a swimming pool is huge, but to fill it with tears, you'd need to cry for thousands of years.
Exactly. And that's one of the deeper messages. The universe is indifferent. The same laws that make a relativistic baseball deadly also make stars shine. Munroe doesn't alarm. He just shows you the beauty of consistency.
I think that's why I love this book so much. It's not just a collection of crazy facts. It's a celebration of curiosity. Every chapter is a little adventure that makes you think differently about the world.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
My main takeaway from is that asking silly questions with serious rigor is one of the best ways to learn. Munroe makes science feel like a treasure hunt.
And that's the whole point. The universe is stranger and more wonderful than we give it credit for. So keep asking those what-ifs. We'll see you in the next one.